Simon Tuf Resh Tes Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, "Mutar lahatmin chamin me'erav yom kippurim motzei yom kippurim." You're allowed to place food that you want it to remain warm, wrapped in something else, in order to keep it warm from erav yom kippur all the way until after yom kippur. The Mechaber says that this is his opinion, that it would be permissible because all you're doing is doing hatmana from a weekday to another weekday, so why should it be a problem? With Ramah, there's some of the practice not to do so, and this is the minug, that we don't do it. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because it looks like you're actually cooking on Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur, and that would be inappropriate. And even on Erev Yom Kippur, before Chatzos, you also shouldn't do it. The Sharetzion explains the reason is because it looks like you're doing it even before Chatzos. It would look like you're doing it on Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur, and also after Chatzos, it could be there's actually an Isser involved of an Isser Malacha after Chatzos on Erev Yom Kippur. The Sharetzion also brings another reason that it's prohibited is because it's Mechzi Karav Tanusa. It looks like you're trying to eat so much food, like you're so hungry. So either way, the minhag is not to do Hatmana from Erev Yom Kippur until after Yom Kippur. The Sharetzion maybe it's because we always try and add on more Chumras during a Seir Simei Tshuva, so maybe this is another one. Even though Rila Meikra Din, it would be permissible. Simin Tafrei Shiud, Hadlakas Neiros, Sif Aleph. Makom Shenogin Lahadlik Ner Baleil Kippur Madlikin. Makom Shenogu Shalod Lahadlik Ein Madlikin. There's different minhagim in different places, whether you light candles for Yom Kippur or not. The Mishnah Berurah says that they're both based on the same reason, in order to prevent people from having Tashmish Hamita on Yom Kippur. Some light candles because you're not allowed to have tashmish in front of candles, and some don't light candles because they want it to be dark so that they won't see the woman, so that they won't come to want to have tashmish hamita. So either way, that is the intention, and people should follow the minhag of their place, whether they would light candles for Yom Kippur or not. So there's really two different candle lightings that we're discussing. One is the regular candle lighting in the place that you normally light for Shabbos, which would be Mishum Shalom Bayis, and then there's the issue of Tashmish Hamita in order to avoid Tashmish Hamita, which is a different issue. So there's two questions of lighting candles, and one should really light in two different places. One should light in the place where they normally light because of Shalom Bayis, and then light in their bedroom in order to avoid Tashmish. If it's Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then for sure you need to light candles, just like you normally do for Shabbos. You make the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, the Yom HaKippurim. Again, since it is in order to avoid Tashmish, if somebody is single, living alone, then they wouldn't need to light the candles in their bedroom. And then the question would be, should they just light the candles in the place where candles are normally lit? So if there's already lights, many poskim would say that you don't need to do so, because there's no issue of tripping or falling, Mishum Shalom Bayis, if there are already lights there. So therefore, once you consult a posik, if they are in an apartment alone for Shabbos, if they're away from their wife or they're single and they're alone for Yom Kippur, whether they should light any candles at all or not. Siv Gimel, b'chol makom madlikim bati kneses bati medrashos umavuos ha'afeinlim va'agabe ha'cholim. Sorry, Siv Beis, yesh mishamar shamavarech ha'adlakas ner Yom Kippur mechenem negedinos elu. So we make a bracha, even when it's not Shabbos, we make the bracha of lahadlik ner shel Yom Kippurim, because there is the issue of Shalom Bayis. So really, one should, ideally, they should light the candles in their bedroom, and then light the candles in the regular place, and then make the bracha so that it covers both sets of candles. Siv Gimel, b'chol makom madlikim bati kneses u'bati medrashos umavuos ha'afeinlim va'agabe ha'cholim. We light candles everywhere on Yom HaKippurim. All of these, but you don't make a bracha because there's no Shalom Bayis issues, but we light candles in the shul, we light candles in the Beis Medrash, and we light candles on top of the sick people, so we do all of this for Yom Kippur also. We light extra candles for Yom Kippur, and we put nice clothing, etc. And the reason is, as the Mishnah Berurah, because the pasuk says, "L'kdosh Hashem mechubad," refers to Yom Kippur. And since you can't be mechabed it, you can't honor it with food or drink, you have to do it with nice clothes and extra lights, extra candles instead. So that's why many places have the custom of adding extra candles for Yom Kippur. The Rama is enogin shekol ish gadol o katan osin lo ner. We light an extra candle for every living male. And also have a candle lit for the father or mother who have passed away. So on Yom Kippur, you're going to have lots of candles. If you follow this custom, you'll have lots of candles. You'll have the candle that is lit for Shalom Bayis in the normal place that you light candles. You'll have the candle lit in the room in order to avoid Tashmish Hamita. You'll have a candle for every living male in the household, and you'll have a candle if someone's mother or father passed away for them also. So obviously one should follow the practice that they have in their family, but these are all the potential candles that could be lit for Yom Kippur.